This weekend, the annual Nagasaki Day protest at the Elf site in Clam Lake will have an unusual twist. Some protesters will come to the gate tomorrow afternoon dressed as official UN arms inspectors wearing blue helmets and driving cars bearing the UN logo.
In our case, it stands for United for Nonviolence.
John LaForge of the group Nuke Watch says a citizens inspection team will seek confirmation of the antenna's status as a command and control system for weapons of mass destruction. He calls it a bit of street theater designed to make a point.
To, you know, show the hypocrisy in the U.S. policy of demanding unfettered access to every potential adversary all over the world, but not admitting much about their own potential for using weapons of mass destruction, like the Trident submarines' missiles.
Navy officials acknowledge the antenna is used to communicate with Trident submarines armed with nuclear missiles, but spokesperson Richard Williamson says the antenna itself is not a weapon.
All it is a radio transmitter, no differently than the radio transmitters used to broadcast Wisconsin Public Radio across the state of Wisconsin.
Williamson says the antenna isn't only used to send military messages. For example, he says it was used once to inform a submarine crew member that one of his parents had died. But peace activists say it could be used to launch a nuclear first strike, and they want it shut down. The Navy says it will not grant access to the citizen inspectors, so as in dozens of past protests, arrests for trespassing are likely tomorrow. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.